Welcome to Spirit School. I'm your mentor, Danielle Sarank, also known as the Squamish Medium. In this podcast, I share honestly all I have learned about the mediumship and spiritual development journey. My intention is to normalize these conversations, to make way for a more confident, clear, and connected wave of lightworkers, serving the world of spirit with an open and joyful soul. Welcome again to Spirit School.
Hello, and welcome to the Spirit School podcast. I'm delighted to be here today in my first recorded episode, just in time for International Women's Day. A little bit about me, you may notice I'm not Danielle. My name is Sharla Wasilinchuk, and I'm one of the mentors in the Spirit School community. And I also offer readings online and in person here at Spirit School. I live in Squamish, and not a day goes by that I don't feel blessed to call this place home, surrounded by the ocean, the mountains, and the river. It really is a place of so much medicine and magic. So I've been studying under Danielle since 2021. When she welcomed me into her community last year as a reader and a mentor, one of the things that she offered me was the opportunity to do a podcast episode, should I ever want to do one. I think I had a nervous laugh at that point. I probably started sweating. I'm sweating right now. And really, this is an opportunity for me to step into my power and heal my throat chakra. And it's an opportunity for me to share my story. I'm finally, I guess, after 10 months, getting ready to put this recording together. And I think it's just in time, really, for International Women's Day. I'm going to talk in this episode about my journey to get here, about some of the struggles with sharing my voice. And I'm also really honored to have a local First Nations woman here from Squamish named Lydia Williams, who's going to open up this episode with a very special drum tribute in honor of International Women's Day as well. So I guess about a month or so ago, Lydia and I were in a full moon circle together. Danielle was hosting. And I was sharing a little bit about what Spirit had been bringing forward for me to share about my truth, to share communication, and how they were encouraging me to stand up and share my song in the effort or in the hopes that by me sharing my song, that others would be encouraged to share theirs as well. After my share, Danielle mentioned, well, that sounds like a really great podcast episode. And Lydia offered as well to open up the conversation with this traditional song. So I'm going to pass it over to Lydia now to introduce herself, share a little bit about the song that she's going to play, and also about the medicine that she's going to be offering before we get into a little bit more of the meat of the conversation. So over to you, Lydia.
Lydia Williams, Kuyansna, Tanatchin, Okumil, Hello, everyone. My ancestral name is Champlanat. My English name is Lydia Williams. I come from the traditional territory of the Squamish Nation, and I'm happy at my heart to be here today. The song I'm going to be singing comes from the Lilwat Nation, composed by a lady named Martina Pierre. I'm singing this song in honor of International Women's Day and all of this land that we are on now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I chose this song so that everyone could feel the prayer that Martina had in mind when she had composed the song. And it makes my heart happy to sing this song in honor of my ancestors and their ancestors, and to keep this song alive for future generations. So come and tell me.
What an incredible honor to sit with Lydia while she was playing that song, the warrior woman song, the vibration of her voice and the vibration of the drum is just the perfect way to set the stage for the conversation that we're going to have today around sharing our voice and some of the challenges that may come up when we start to speak our truth and start to heal our throat chakra. If you want to learn more about the Warrior Woman song by Martina Pierre, I'm going to, in the show notes, share a link to some information as well as an article that you can explore to learn a little bit more. So thanks again, Lydia. It really was an honor to have you here at Spirit School recording. We got to do it in person. We had a great conversation as well, and I'm just very honored to know Lydia and have her offer her voice and her song in this space. So I'm curious, when you think about sharing your song or when you think about using your voice, what types of emotions come up for you? I know for myself that sharing the true essence of my soul, sharing things that are really important to me, are terrifying. I would say the fear of the vulnerability of opening up about things I really care about or things that have impacted my life are a challenge and have been a challenge for me for a very long time, as long as I can remember. I am getting onwards in my life, closer to 50 than to 40. And maybe that's too much information to share, but I'm going to share it. And I'm finally being able to step into my truth and step into sharing my authentic voice and some of my vulnerability. Over the past, I would say 2 months, I really have been kind of having a rough go of things in 2024, to be honest. It hasn't been an easy start to the year. I feel that spirit is challenging me with layers of healing that needs to unravel or needs to come forward. And a couple of months ago, I was sitting in pretty deep sadness, feeling pretty alone, I guess, in how I was feeling. And spirit brought forth a visualization to me, and it was a visualization of women sitting in circle and sharing. And it was a visualization of women speaking their truth. And there was, I don't know, a sense of calm or a sense of community in this visualization that they were giving me. And so I wrote down some of what spirit gifted to me in that moment. And I'm going to read it and share it with you now and then talk a little bit about where this led me in terms of some conversations that I've had with friends and also some other realizations in my life as well. So here are the words, unfiltered, raw, for women, words. Words are vibration. Words are healing. Words are powerful. Written and spoken, they carry a vibration, a truth that is unique as a thumbprint and have the ability to open pathways to a world unseen before. For women, words have been stuffed down our throats for centuries. We've been taught to be seen, not heard. We've been taught to watch what you say, to not invite unwanted attention through your laughter, your voice, your singing. It's time for women to rise up
to heal the throat chakra and sing our songs. Songs that are unfiltered, songs that are raw, songs that are true, songs that are as old as time yet lost amongst the noise that surrounds us. The noise of untruth, the noise of chaos, the noise of oppression, the noise of confusion. As each of us in our divine feminine becomes comfortable sharing our vulnerability, the more women will unfold gently and authentically. Sing your song so that the next in line can sing their song, and so on, until the vibration of truth and vulnerability surrenders in the cosmos, until the balance of divine feminine and masculine becomes balanced again, for parts to be honored as they once were. The pendulum is swinging now to the divine feminine for a moment in time to help us bring the equilibrium back. I'm going to pause there just for a moment and just acknowledge that even for me to share what I wrote and to share my writing is a big step for me. It makes me feel very vulnerable. I'm in the process and have been for a few years of writing my story, writing how my chronic illness and eventually having a bone marrow transplant, how that impacted my life for, gosh, over probably 13 to 15 years. And part of that, you know, vulnerability of sharing is that I was such a private person. I didn't share what I was going through in my health with really anyone besides my closest family and friends. But I would never have shared that with my work, or I would never have shared it with someone that I just met, because I didn't want to feel that I was being viewed as less than. I didn't want to feel that I might be overlooked for something at work, like a promotion, or just even how I was perceived in the corporate organizations that I worked in. I didn't want people to think that I was weaker than I was. And so I guess I say this to encourage you, if there's things that you're holding on to that you think maybe people wouldn't understand what you're going through, or that it's going to make you appear less than what you want to be perceived as, that it's all how spirit is showing me is almost like a smoke in front of us, almost like a filter that we are perceiving, that we almost make up how we think other people are going to react to our story. And so instead of sharing our voice and sharing our story, we bottle it up inside, or maybe we share it in a journal, or maybe we do a voice recording for ourselves to hear us speak our truth. But I know for me, that was really difficult to do. Shortly after I had written those words, I was in a chat with a friend in Messenger or something. We were chatting back and forth, and we had planned to have a coffee date. And she messaged me just saying, you know, today's kind of crazy. I don't really feel up for it. And to be honest, I didn't really feel up for it either. I had been a crying mess most of the morning, and the thought of having to pull it together to have a conversation and pretend everything was okay just wasn't okay. So I was okay that she canceled. And I'm sure many of us can relate to that feeling. But a few minutes later, she messaged back and said, you know what? I love you too much to pretend that everything's okay. Can we talk? And it was actually such a welcomed conversation where we were able to be pretty real about some of the things that were going on in our lives. We were able to be pretty real about some of the things that we were struggling with. And I think we both had a good cry. We both shared things that were pretty vulnerable to us. And by the end of the conversation, we were laughing and we were in a better position than we were probably 3 hours before that conversation had happened. And I think this is pretty common for women. I know for my circle of friends and people that are in my life that sometimes it's just a lot easier for us to just not share what's happening and what's going on. But when we do actually share what's happening for us, it opens up a couple of things. It opens up the opportunity for us to actually speak and give words to the emotions that are running through our body and running through our physical being and the different energy centers of our bodies that are holding on to that emotional stress. But it also gives us the opportunity to realize and understand that we're not alone. It gives us the opportunity to be seen, and it gives us the opportunity to be held and to be vulnerable. I think I know for myself, and I can speak with my own personal experience, that I'm much more apt to listen to someone, listen to what they're going through, listen to their challenges, and hold space than I am to actually open up about what's going on with myself. And I think that likely many people who are listening to this are in a similar position. A lot of people who listen to Danielle's podcast, maybe you are a healer or a medium. You're offering to hold space for other people who are in grief, but maybe not giving yourself the same grace and the same opportunity to share your voice around things that are impacting you. I'm going to give an example of something that happened to me when I was in my 20s. My dad passed away when I was around 25, and I was still at that stage of my life where I was figuring myself out, figuring out what was important to me, figuring out my space in life and where I belonged and how I fit in. And to have a loss like that really rocked my world to the point where I was in deep grief for a very long time after my dad passed. And it was probably a few months before I actually had the courage to talk to someone outside of my family circle, my brothers, my mom, to actually approach someone who I knew had also just lost their mom around the same time that my dad had passed. And I share this because what happened when I just opened up the conversation to ask, hey, how are you doing since your mom's passed away, became an opportunity for us to hold space for each other and to share. And it also made me realize that I was not alone, or I was processing grief in a way that was extremely normal. And it also gave me the opportunity to seek help outside of my own self, just through the encouragement of that conversation that I had with a colleague. I mean, I think I left, you know, we were crying, hugging. She gave me a book on the 5 different stages of grief. And I realized that what I was experiencing was pretty normal, right? But it didn't feel normal for me because I had never experienced that before in my life. And I was too afraid. And I was also at an age where there wasn't very many people around me that were living a similar experience of having lost a parent. So I offer that just as an example of what can happen when something we're carrying deep inside of us comes forward, right? Where we have the courage to finally ask the question, or where we have the courage to acknowledge that someone within our space or within our sphere has had a similar experience. And that if we have the courage to actually step up and ask the question and open up to a vulnerable conversation, where that sort of leads us. One of the things that Lydia and I were speaking about after she recorded her song in Spirit School was about how there is growth beyond the fear, right? How when we do something that truly makes us feel afraid, that there is so much growth on the other side of that, right? And one of my favorite teachings from Danielle is that nervousness and excitement, or fear and excitement and nervousness, are all really closely linked. And so if we have the courage to step through the fear that we're feeling, what lies on the other side of it can be so magical for us. I'll give you a couple of examples, and this is quite funny because I am recording a podcast for some of you that are in the Spirit School Collective or Spirit School community. You'll see me leading meditations. You'll see me doing goddess card pulls. You know, I don't seem like I am a shy person or that those things would be very stretchy for me, but they actually are. Almost every time I show up to go live, I have a fluttering in my chest. My mouth goes dry. I'm probably sweating. It just is not comfortable. And if I think back in 2020, when I first joined the Spirit School community, it was still on Facebook at that time. We didn't have Mighty Community. And it was a little bit smaller and more intimate than what it is today. And I arrived into the space, and for about 3 months until Danielle was hosting the initiation in January. So I probably joined in like October or November. And for 3 months, I didn't say a word. I didn't post anything. I didn't ask a question. I didn't sign up for a practice reading. I was just observing what was happening. It's quite funny because Danielle will often tease me and say, you showed up like the creepy neighbor. Like, I was watching what was happening in the community, but I wasn't participating. I also didn't really know if I belonged in the space. I mean, at that point, I hadn't really delved into practicing mediumship. I didn't even know I was a medium. I knew I was likely highly intuitive. I knew I had some psychic ability, but I was just observing, and I was too damn afraid to even say hello. Now, if you meet me in real life or my friends who know me in person or in the corporate world, I am not a wallflower. I am not someone who sits in the corner. I am not someone who's afraid to use my voice in meetings. But for some reason in this space, I was terrified to use my voice and I was terrified to add to the conversation. I don't know if it was a fear of being seen or a fear of thinking that I didn't belong or the fear that I was going to do something wrong or say something wrong, but it took me a long time to open up. But I found that once I did open up in community, and once I did start asking the questions, and once I did start contributing to the conversation, that I realized a lot about what I was experiencing and some of the fears I had or some of the hesitation I had around working with spirit were other things that people were also holding on to. I know for myself, one of the things that I was really uncertain about was where and when spirit would be able to come in and connect with me. And so talking to other people, being in community, being in a class that was able to teach me how to put up boundaries started to alleviate that fear a little bit and started me to actually like unfold into something that I was really interested in. And I really wanted to give it my all, but the fear was holding me back. And so I guess share that because I'm curious if you think in your life, are you being held back by something that you're afraid of? Are you being held back by a fear that you have around being seen or being heard or that something you say might be taken the wrong way? And I invite you to look at ways that you can open up, unfold, share your voice, right? I just keep coming back to this image that spirit gave me around women in community, women sharing our stories. There is a woman I met a few years ago, and she's a local woman in Squamish. And I love that at this point in my life, I can meet new friends. And what I really loved about this woman right off the get-go was when I asked about a tattoo that she had on her arm, she gave me the whole story, not the, oh, I thought it looked pretty, or pushed me off with a surface answer. She gave me the full truth, and she gave me the full truth around something that was so intimate and so close to who she is as a person and her life experience that we immediately hit it off and immediately became very close friends. And we've only known each other for a couple of years. One of the things that I try to be vulnerable about and try to share my authentic truth is around what I experienced in my health journey. I'm going to call it a journey. I'm still on the journey. I'm very healthy right now. But for, you know, 13 years, I wasn't authentic. I wasn't vulnerable. I didn't share with people the fear that I held inside. I didn't share with people what was really going on in my family. I didn't share what was really going on internally with some of the deepest fears that I had about having a chronic illness that had a chance of survival without treatment that was anywhere from 36 to 65%. It was not something that I wanted to share. But I tell you now that what I learned in being able to start to unfold slowly and share things. I mean, when I went in for treatment, I remember going into my boss's office. And so I'm going to paint the picture. You know, I'd worked at this place for 2 years. My boss was someone that was a friend of mine. We were definitely friendly. And I walked into his office to tell him I was going on leave indefinitely for 2 years. And he just looked at me. I'm going to get emotional. He started crying. Just need a moment. He was so upset that I had walked past his office for 2 years, holding on to something this serious and this deep, and didn't share it with him. And he said to me, I knew something had shifted, something had changed, because I did start to build up a wall. I wasn't, you know, as friendly. I wasn't as open. I was creating distance because I knew what was happening for me and I didn't want to share it. I didn't want to feel vulnerable. And when I did finally share it, I realized, wow, maybe that could have been a bit different, right? Maybe my experience with what I had been holding on to could have been a bit different if I had actually had the courage to tell him what was going on. Maybe he would have made different accommodations for me. But I think the fear of me being seen as less than, the fear of the security of my corporate job, just made me feel like I had to carry that inside myself and that I didn't have the space to actually be authentic and share it somewhere that I was spending 50% or 60% of my life was spent in that building walking past his office every day. And so the things I try to share more now are the things that I'm actually working through and moving through, and the things that are really vulnerable to my heart and to who I am as a person. One of the things that I try to do from that experience is share my story in different places when it comes to what I went through having a chronic blood disorder. So, you know, I volunteer now for a mentoring program for other people that are in similar positions that I was in so that I can give them space to be vulnerable and share the things that they are really concerned about and really worried about, and share my lived experience of that with them in hopes that it gives them the hope that they need to come out the other side. I sit on an advisory board for patients to help the medical community understand a little bit about that perspective. And then I also record videos for them and do, I think I've done a blog post for them, right? I'm just trying to share my voice because I know what that was, the fear that I had in sharing it when I was going through the same thing. So if my story or what I'm sharing can help one other person, two other people, five people, or maybe it just helps me, then that's okay, right? If it just clears out some of the energetic imprint that I'm feeling from holding on to that for so long, if by writing a blog post or holding space for someone who's going through something similar to what I did, or maybe it is creating a video that someone's going to see and reach out and ask for support or ask for community. When I think about the spiritual side of things, I really want to be a space where people feel comfortable to ask questions that they are unsure about, right? So I'm just trying to be more open about the things that really, really have affected me and also built me and created me to be the person that I am today. So I guess I share all of this just as an invitation for you as we're in International Women's Day, as we are continually unfolding who we are as individuals and our own life experiences and lived experiences. Is there space for you to share your song? Is there space for you to share your voice? Is there space for you to be more authentic in a way that is going to open you up to more opportunity? Sometimes when we're holding on to that thing that we fear the most, that people are going to find out about us, it's actually the key that can unravel so much healing for us. Before I sign off for today, I'm going to share one other story about working in divine feminine energy. So 3 years ago, I wouldn't have had a clue if you said work in goddess energy or divine feminine, what that even meant. But I was brushing my teeth one day in the bathroom and I had a thought come in from spirit. And the thought was, you need to host a class on goddess energy. And my response back was, I don't even know what goddess energy is. So I knew it was coming from spirit. It wasn't coming from me. And I started to explore what that meant. And I had realized that for most of my life, I'd been living and breathing masculine, right? Structures, action, working in corporate in very male-dominated areas. I had just gone into this structure that didn't have a lot of movement, didn't have a lot of fluidity, didn't have a lot of, I don't know, creative energy behind it. Even though there was lots of strategy, I wouldn't say necessarily it was a creative space. I was pretty, again, hesitant to share my voice around something that I didn't know anything about. I felt like an imposter. Who am I to teach about divine feminine energy when I don't even know what it is? But spirit works in amazing ways. And before I knew it, I had signed up for a class in the Spirit School Collective to teach on goddess energy. I did it very intuitively. I pulled cards and any goddess that came up, I think I covered around 5 of them in that class. We did a meditation that was not planned in any way. It was just more organic. And it was really out of my comfort zone. I also think I did something in the Medicine Lodge in the Spirit School community, again, where I just went in. I had no structure. I pulled a card and I just allowed the information to come through me and to channel through me. And so if I hadn't done that, if I hadn't listened to the voice of spirit and what spirit was nudging me to do, and also nudging me, like that's what I needed to do. That's the part of me that I needed to open up. And that's a part of me that I needed to heal, right? I needed to have a bit more chaos. I needed to have a little bit more trust in spirit that they would lead the way for me, because I had never operated that way before. So just another example of following something that maybe does give you a little bit of nervousness, a little bit of fear, but coming out of the other side of it, I'm now here recording a podcast. on International Women's Day, sharing a little bit about my story, a little bit about my song. And yeah, I'll leave it at that. One of my declarations to Spirit this year is to be here to be Spirit's voice and to share healing that comes through the readings that I do, that comes through the meditations that I do in the Spirit School community, and to serve in a timeline that is instrumental in rearranging the imbalance in the world. And so with that, I just want to thank you so much for listening to my first ever recorded podcast. I hope to be back again, you know, maybe in a few months' time, now that I've ripped the Band-Aid off, maybe I'll be here talking nonstop. But I appreciate you and just sending you so much good energy and encouragement to use your voice and share your voice and sing the song that you're meant to sing.
Did you know that Spirit School is not just a podcast? It's an actual school. If you go to myspiritschool.com, you can invest in self-study courses, live programs, and of course the Spirit School Collective, my baby, my monthly membership community. All Spirit School offerings are intended to get you feeling clear, confident, and connected to your spiritual path, your development journey, and of course, connected to other spiritual curious souls who are having similar experiences to you. I hope to see you in Spirit School.